Now let me read on down here. Verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. He's long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish. Now it's not God's desire that anybody perish. He doesn't want that. But all should come to repentance. God is very gracious. And that's the reason that he puts up with this little earth. Only a God could stand humanity and this earth today. I think it smells to high heaven, this little earth that we look on. Today we talk about an ecology problem. God has had it now in the moral realm and the sinful realm now for several thousand years. Just how many, I'm not sure about that. Now, again, he makes it very clear that he's not trying to use scare tactics with us at all, that one day with the Lord's 1,000 years and 1,000 years one day. It's coming. Even if the Lord took the church out of the world today, it would still be 1,007 years before this would take place. But we don't know when he's going to take the church out. This notion of trying to gear Israel into the church, it's a big mistake. The fact Israel's in the land or not in the land, whether they win or lose, whether they are put out of that land, will have nothing in the world to do as far as the rapture of the church is concerned. It will come according to God's program, and I don't think we can hasten the day, and I don't think you can delay it one whit. God's running this thing, friends, and he just hasn't told us. He's told us to look for it. It's imminent. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. So he says, verse 8, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. But notice, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. He's long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now, he's long-suffering, and he's not rushing things. After all, he's got eternity ahead of him. He's had eternity back of him. He doesn't need to worry about time. 1,000 years, one day is 1,000 years. But the thing is, it's inevitable. It is coming. It will descend upon the earth someday. And now God is giving man everywhere an opportunity. And that's the reason we want to get the word out. It's the only thing that can change hearts and lives. All this little novelty stuff today and all the gimmicks and all of this mass hysteria today, it's no good, friends. The word needs to go out. Only the word of God, being absolutely born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible, a word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Now, you know you can't keep God from loving you. I've said that many times. You can't keep it from raining, and you can't keep the sun from shining. But you can get out of the rain, and you can get out of the sunshine. You can't keep God from loving you, but you can put up an umbrella of indifference, an umbrella of sin, an umbrella of rebellion, and you won't experience it, but he loves you. And the story comes to us out of Greek mythology, and it illustrates a point, and that's all we're interested in. It concerns a young man who had a very wonderful and godly mother, and he fell in love with a very ungodly girl. And this girl, in all of her sin, she hated the boy's mother because she couldn't bear even being in her presence. And it was not because actually the mother rebuked her, but her very character and the very presence was a rebuke to the girl. And the boy was so desperately in love with this girl, for she was beautiful, and he just wouldn't give her up. He pleaded with her to marry him, and she said, only on one condition, you must cut out your mother's heart and bring it to me. Well, this boy was so madly in love and so desperate that he descended to that low plane of committing this diabolical deed. He killed his mother, cut out her heart, and he was taking it to the girl. But on the way, he stumbled and fell, and the heart spoke out to him and said, "My son, did you hurt yourself?" May I say to you, friends, you can slap God in the face. You can turn your back on him. You can blaspheme him. You can treat him anyway. But you cannot keep him from wanting to save you. You can't keep him from loving you. For he provided a Savior, gave his son to die. And Jesus today wants to save you. He wants to, and he will save you if you'll turn to him and receive the salvation that he offers in Jesus Christ. Friends, things are not going to continue as they are now. Oh, I know the monotony of life today, the ennui of it all. Well, it's coming to an end. And judgment will come. You and I are living in a world moving to judgment.